This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are here today because of this.
Manufacturing way down, jobs way down. You go to other countries, they're taking our companies. They're taking our jobs.
So here is what we are going to do today and over the first year or so of the Trump administration. We're going to come to Erie every now and then to talk to people, to talk to them about the promises that the soon-to-be president made when he was running for a series that we are going to call The Big Promise. I said this Tuesday in our story from the Polish Falcons, maybe you remember it, but it bears repeating as we get going here today. Erie County is an old line manufacturing county where a lot of the manufacturing has left and taken the jobs with it. It's also a place that went Obama, Obama, Trump the past three election cycles. So we are going to start today with some Trump voters. Joe Orengia and his wife Sandra Lee, they are both small business owners here in Erie. Joe owns Joe's Gym. Sandra Lee owns Custom Audio, its home and car audio systems. Thank you so much for taking the time to come today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Joe, you were at that Trump rally, right?
Yes, I was.
What was the mood? Tell me about it.
It was exciting, upbeat. We were so excited to hear what he had to say. And while being there, I agreed pretty much with everything he said, especially here in Erie, Pennsylvania. We've lost so many manufacturing jobs.
You, as I said at the top, are a Trump voter. You're also a small businessman, an entrepreneur. Tell me about your Pump for Trump t-shirts. You're a power lifter, we ought to say.
Yes. Well, what I did, when I heard he was going to run, I read his book, Crippled America. I agreed with everything he said in there. And this was written before he even decided to run for president. And so I went back to the gym, and I go, I got to figure something out here. And a guy in the gym says, we got to start a campaign, some kind of a campaign to give our feelings out.
Yeah.
And his name was Ed Ryan. And he says, how about a T-shirt with something? And we look at each other and go, Pump for Trump.
It makes total sense, right?
Yeah.
Total sense.
So we came up with the shirt, and
did you make money off them?
A little bit. I didn't make a lot. I wanted to get them out, but I tell you, I've sold them all over America, including Donald Trump's doctor ordered one from us.
There you go. Sandra Lee, let me ask you this. We're talking about the promises the president-elect still has made. What are you looking for in terms of delivering on those promises? What do you want to see from him?
First and foremost, for my business, I really would like to see the healthcare system be reformed.
Is it costing you money, Obamacare?
It's very expensive, and it's very difficult to afford insurance for all of my employees, and that makes me really sad. I'm a very small business. I only have 6 full-time employees, and it means a lot to me to offer that to my staff, and it's been really difficult.
So this idea of repeal and replace, you're on board with that?
I'd like to see what he's going to do that's different to make it more competitive, because the prices went up quite a bit.
Joe, what are you looking for?
I could go all the way back to my father coming here as a Italian immigrant, coming into Ellis Island, working in the coal mines, raising 7 kids, no welfare, nothing, and we made it. And he taught all of us to be independent. So I could start back there and go right up through. I was a Vietnam vet. I'm a businessman.
Yep.
I'm on Social Security. I haven't got a raise in 3 years. Why? Because there's nobody in jobs to pay into Social Security. We got to get Social Security back. And I can see all this happening. You create jobs. You bring money back. You get people paying into that. I haven't seen anything done for the veterans.
Do you believe he's going to be able to deliver on the promises?
From reading his book, I've always considered myself to have, I'm not real intelligent, but I have a lot of common sense. And everything he said in there has to be done. And seeing what he's done, looking at the history of him through his life, borrowing $1 million from his dad, paying it back within 2 years, and turning it into a $10 billion industry, the man... And he doesn't drink either. Sorry, brewery.
Sorry, yeah. But, as we sit here in a brewery, that's a whole different thing.
And being in the health and fitness industry, no alcohol.
So
I'm looking at all this. I go, hey, this is it.
Sandra Lee, we did a piece yesterday from Union City, and I had breakfast with a bunch of guys who said to me, almost verbatim, Donald Trump has been saying what we've been saying around this breakfast table at this restaurant for 30 years. Does that resonate with you?
I think it resonated with a lot of people, absolutely. people want that. They want good paying jobs. They want they're really hoping for the economy to turn around.
Yep.
Industry to go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you believe he can do that?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I think he believes he can do it.
Yep.
Absolutely. I think that he has every intention to fulfill his promises.
Right. Joe, real quickly here, we got 30 seconds left. Are you pleased with what you've seen so far?
So far, yes. In fact, my gym business, right the week after the election, I hadn't had a new member in my gym in 2 months. The week after, I got 4 new members. I'm like, okay, this is looking good. So it's picking up already. And I'm just a small business. I run a true health fitness center,
yep,
which I limit the number of members I have. There's only so many I can handle because I train everybody.
Do you get in there and lift with them?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm going to brag a little bit. I've been undefeated world champion since 1993.
Credit where credit is due.
And I'm 70 years old.
Joe Orenge and his wife, Sandra Lee, thank you very much for coming out.